News release. Senator Gary Peters. U.S. Senator Gary Peters, MI, delivered a speech on the Senate floor denouncing the Trump administration's illegal firing of thousands of veterans throughout the federal government. Veterans make up nearly 30% of the federal workforce, or approximately 640,000 employees. Since taking office, the Trump administration has already laid off about 6,000 former service members without cause, including veterans who worked in federal agencies like the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, Department of Defense, DOD, and the Treasury Department for several years. In his remarks, Peters underscored the talent and value that veterans bring to the federal civil service and called on the Trump administration to immediately reinstate these employees. Employing our nation's veterans when they transition to civilian life is not just a responsibility, it is a smart business decision, said Senator Peters. That's why the federal government has long taken advantage of this absolutely remarkable talent pool. Peters continued, "These are Americans who put their lives on the line to defend this country. They took up a job to continue to serve the people of this country. They represent the best of our nation, and we need them in our federal workforce. I'm calling on the administration to reinstate these veteran employees immediately." In his remarks, Peters also highlighted the stories of Michigan veterans who were impacted by these firings. "My staff met with a veteran who has worked for the VA in Michigan for nearly 30 years. Last year, they were moved to a new role within VA and were promoted to supervisor shortly thereafter. No surprise, because they had never received less than an excellent performance review over 30 years. But because they were relatively new to that specific role, they were swept up in the widespread firings, both within VA and across government, of all probationary employees. They were one of many veterans fired abruptly without cause, without reason." In another case, a veteran with 8 years of active duty service in the Air Force was fired from a VA in Michigan after receiving an outstanding performance review. Their probationary period was set to expire last week, just 12 days after they were let go. Peters has been a continued advocate for America's veterans. In January 2024, two bipartisan bills authored by Peters were signed into law to protect burial benefits for both veterans and military families. Peters also helped pass the Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson Honoring Our Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics, PACT, Act into law, which delivered VA health care and benefits to all generations of toxic-exposed veterans, and their survivors, for the first time in our nation's history. In 2016, Peters's Fairness for Veterans Act was signed into law to help veterans who may have been erroneously given less than honorable discharge from the military due to negative behavior resulting from mental health traumas, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or traumatic brain injury, TBI. In 2017, Peters was recognized as Legislator of the Year by the Vietnam Veterans of America for his work authoring and enacting the Fairness for Veterans Act. Peters served more than a decade in the U.S. Navy Reserve, where he earned a CB Combat Warfare Specialist designation and rose to the rank of Lieutenant Commander. After the September 11th terrorist attacks on our country, he volunteered again for drilling status and served overseas as part of his